Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph on the bottom of the page. Where's your Gemara, Harvey? Oh, yeah. Put the page there. Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara.
Mem Beis is bomb. It's a bomb.
It's actually Mem Gimel Amud Aleph.
Another one.
Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, the bottom of the page, which says the big word Gemara. The next side. Harvey, the other side. Yeah. The bottom, big word Gemara. The last thing we learned was that a guy, Shimon, said, I don't want Reuven to have any benefit from me. They're walking in the wilderness, and Reuven is starving, and Shimon has no one to give the food to give it to Reuven. So Shimon puts it on a rock, makes it hefker. And then Reuven can take it, because Reuven is not getting it from Shimon. He's taking it from hefker. It belongs to nobody. So he's not in any way breaching that vow. However, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Now, we don't know why Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Says the Gemara, but Rabbi Yechina, and I'll tell you why. My time with Rabbi Yossi. You know why Rabbi Yossi disagrees? Because Sovereign, he holds, Hefker is just like Matana. He holds that when you say that something is Hefker, even though you're making it Hefker to the whole world, in a way, it works like it operates like a Matana. A Matana is, I give you something. Hefker, it's mine until somebody physically takes it. And when he takes it, as if I gave it to him.
But when you're mafkid it, aren't you transferring ownership?
No. I am, the moment the guy takes it. But till the guy takes it.
Not Mafreya.
No, Mafreya. It's still mine until whoever it is in the world, the 7 billion people, collects it. And that person, that's when, knows I can change my mind till somebody takes it. According to Rachamim, once you make something hefker, it's no longer yours. How can you change your mind? It's not yours anymore. According to Abiyasi, you can change your mind. You can change your mind because it's mine until someone takes it. Ma'amatos, like by gift. Ad asya mishus noisin lishus mekabel, it's mine until somebody gets it. Av hefker, so too hefker. Ad osti lishus zoicha. So therefore, if Shimon puts the food on a rock and says it's hefker, and then Reuven picks it up, he's really getting it directly from Shimon. It's like a gift. And you can't, because the nether was, you shouldn't have any offer me. Okay, says the Gemara, Omer, she's still here. Yeah. Wait one more minute for the Chosh of Eden to come. Okay, we're in Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, the very bottom of the page. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi, when you make something hefker, it's still considered mine until someone physically takes it. And then, so hefker, in a way, is like a matana gift. So when Shimon says to Reuven, I don't want you to have any benefit from me, and then they're both walking in the wilderness as Reuven is starving, Shimon cannot put it on a rock and say, I'm making it hefker, because it's Reuven getting it from Shimon. Says the Gemara, Mosi, Rabbi Abba, ask the question. It says, it says in the Braisa, similar to our Mishnah, you put the food down on a rock and then Reuven comes and takes it because Hefker is not taken from you. However, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi isn't allowed to, but the Braisa adds a few words. Rabbi Yossi, Amosai, when do we say that Reuven cannot take the food from the rock? Because as if he's taking it directly from Shimon, Bizman is talking about a time. Shenidre koidim lehefkeidai. First I said to Reuven, you can't have any benefit from me. And then I made it Hefker. And because you already, this food was already usher to you, because I made a neder, so even I make it hefker afterwards, it doesn't help. Avol im hoya hefkeida koidim lenidroi. But if, let's say, I made a hefker first, and then afterwards I made a neder, hareze mutum, then it's permitted, so then it's not included in the neder, and you're allowed to eat from it. Now, l'chayda, if the whole vart of Rabbi Yossi is that Kol's man, nobody took it, it's still the owner, the original owners. When does hefker become hefker? Only when someone takes it. If you're telling me that it's mine until the zeicher takes it, mali nidroi koidim lehefkeidoi, mali hefkeidoi koidim nidroi. What's the chilik? Which happens first? In fact, even if, let's say, I made the hefker first, and then I made the neder. But while it was hefker, whose was it? It was mine. So the neder is chala. It's still mine. Yes, until someone takes it, it was mine. And then I made neder. You shouldn't have any benefit from me. You're benefiting from me when you're taking it. Says the Gemara, not a kasha. Who ma'isav lava, who mashanla? He asked the question, and then he himself gave an answer. And what was the answer? I still agree that Rabbi Yossi holds. I'm still learning Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yossi holds that hefker is like matana, that it's mine until someone physically takes it. So then, why should it make a difference? I'll tell you the difference. Because kol hanoide, whenever you make a neder, ain't daitoi al mashe hifker. When I make a neder, very important by a neder, it's not just the words you say, it's also what your intention was. And it's true, if I made it a hefker first, it still belongs to me. But when I make a neder afterwards to the guy, I don't want you to have any benefit from me. You think I included in the neder things I already made hefker? Even though technically it's mine until someone takes it. But I know sooner or later it's not going to be mine anymore because someone's going to take it. So when I made a neder, I got angry at you. You shouldn't have any benefit from me. I wasn't including those things which already made hefker. That's why you're allowed to. That's why there's a difference between if hefker was first or hefker was after. Not because legally, but because what my intention was.
This is the technical process of how hefker works.
Physically takes it out of your reshus.
So even you're saying hefker.
Yeah, but how does it make it not yours anymore? Because I made hefker there for what?
Kavona.
Yeah, but it's still mine. How did
someone else?
When it became
until
mine,
comes
yeah.
And picks it up and says, "Now it's mine." It's still yours.
When I made a kinyan to make it mine. Well, actually, having Rabbi Bakamba, if you were mafkir, what happens? Okay. Mossi, Rav asked a question. Big machlek the shame to understand the next piece of Gemara, but we'll try it in the easy way. Rav came up, we'll learn like Rashi, not like the Ran. The Ran learns that the Rav's question is going to be on this very answer of Rav Abba, but everyone else learns that the Rav's question is on the what he Chatchila said. What Rabbi Yechon, when Rabbi Chatchila said, Rabbi Yechon holds that it's yours until someone takes it. So Mossi, Rav asked a question. Mitzason l'rishin v'kun l'sheni. So we'll learn like Rashi and Tesis and all the other ones. The din is, if a guy is dying and he gives all his properties away to Yankel, he says, Yankel, you can have all my properties. 10 minutes later, the guy gets better, then the whole deal is off because it was like a mistake. Yeah, if it's a mistake. A matnas bori, if I give you, I was healthy to give it to you. It's no mistakes, I gave it to you. But it's a matnas chivara, I gave it to you thinking that I'm leaving this world, but then turned out to be that I'm not, so the whole thing is a mistake. If only if I gave all of it, if I give you only one piece of my property, one property, one house, one field, whatever it is, then the deal remains. So what happens as follows. Mitzasan l'rishon, I gave part of my assets to Reuven, and then the kulon l'shen, I gave all of my assets to the second guy. Rishon kona, the first guy is koina, whatever I gave him, but sheni like kona, the second guy is not koina. Now why isn't the second guy koina? If all I'm giving is, if the din is that when you give it away, it's no longer yours. Then what am I giving the second guy? I'm giving the second guy only what's left over, right? So then, why is it that the first guy is the second guy is not koina? Why is the second guy koina? Why is the first guy different than the second guy? If I'm giving everything to the second guy, let me see if I remember correctly how Rashi learns. Yes. The reason why the first guy is koine and the second guy is not koine is because the first guy, we say, you only gave him part and he was koine straight away. Straight away he was koine. And then the second guy is not koine and now I'm giving him the rest, obviously it doesn't work. But if you say like Rabbi Yasi, that the kinyan does not take place until the guy actually takes it, so the first guy also wasn't koine. So what's the chilgun in the first guy and the second guy? At the end of the day, nobody was claiming anything till the guy is going to die. But he never died. So why should the first guy keep what he had? He doesn't have anything. Before we learned this whole Gemara of Yasi, we understood as soon as you make it Hefker, it's no longer mine, it's yours. So as soon as I gave away Matnas Chivara, it's like Hefker, it's yours. But the way you learn Rabbi Yasi is that Kolzman, the guy didn't physically take it, make a Kinyan, it's not his. So why should there be a distinction between the first guy and the second guy? That's the way that Rashi and Tesis and all those learn. You're right. I disagree. I'll disagree, Rabbi Yechon. I, Rabbi Yechon, understood Rabbi Yasi holds that it's yours until somebody takes it. I don't know. Hefkid is not, Rabbi Yasi and Chacham agree that as soon as you make something Hefkid, it's no longer yours. You're no longer an owner. So how come Rabbi Yasi says in our Mishnah that if you put the food on the rock and you say it's no longer mine? Why does Rabbi Yasi say in our Mishnah that guy can't take it? Why? He's not taking it from me. It's Hefkid. Why can't he take it? You know why? Gzeire Mishnah Matnas Beis Chayden. We're going to learn a Gemara later called Matnas Beis Chayden. Matnas Beis Chayden is an interesting case where a father and a son got into a very, very big fight. And the son said, I don't want my father to have any benefit from me. And then the son made a wedding and he wanted his father to come to the wedding. What should he do? He gave his entire wedding away. He said, call a friend and do me a favor. Let's make a kinyan. Here's a handkerchief. You own all the food of this wedding. So when my father comes to the wedding, he's eating your food, not my food. So the question came to the Rav, is that good or no good? And they said no, because kol matonah, matnas beis chayden is no good. Kol matonah she'enu yochel, lahagdish ena matonah. The criteria is, when I gave you matonah, I actually had to intend that you should keep it. Over there was a trick. I don't want to give you Zalman my the foot of the wedding. I'm giving it to you so my father should be able to come. If you, Zalman, turn around and you and I want to make it a Hegdish, can you make it Hegdish? It's not yours. The whole thing was only a trick. So any matana, kematzat nechayden, is not considered a matana. Over here, the same thing. When I put the... It's haram. No, this is haram. That's a real matana for the 10 minutes that I want it back. But during the 10 minutes, they give you. So the Rosh and the Ktos, they all talk about it in Sukkah. It's a very good question. In the third painting in the Flam of Avodah, they all talk about exactly this point. In our case over here, it's a haram as well. When you put the food on the rocks and you say, Reuven, it's a hefker, you really want to make it hefker? Not at all. You want a trick how Reuven can eat from it and it should be considered as if he's eating it directly from you. So if Rabbi Yossi holds, it's not valid, not because hefker needs the other version of his own, hefker doesn't need it, but you need to be genuine. This is not genuine. This is like matnas beis chayin, it's not a real matana. Nothing to do with what Rabbi Yechon has said because it's yours. Okay, so we'll write it. Tanya, we learned how mafkir esadeyu. We learned in the Braisa as follows: if somebody makes a field hefker, we have a ration of sefer, and we're trying to work out. Remember, we're still talking about Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon understood that the rabbanon hold that as soon as you make something hefker, it's ownerless. According to Rabbi Yossi, there's ownership until someone takes it. So let's go through this Braisa. Hamafkir esadeyu. If you make your field hefker, kol shloishi yamim, the first 3 days. The first 3 days, you can change your mind. There's the cooling off period. From here on in, you can no longer change your mind. Why the first 3 days cooling off period? What's the why? I'll tell you why. Nothing to do with the cooling off period. What happened was, the din is like this. The din is that when you are kind of tavua from Maisa, you don't have to give tavua from Hefker, you don't have to give Maisa. We learned from the pasuk that it has to be Zeracha, you're Zera, so you're potter from giving Maisa if you took it from Hefker. So what did all these people do? All these stingy people. They made the fields Hefker. 10 minutes later, they're the first ones there, because they're the closest to the field. They made a new Kenyan. I just got it from Hefker. So the Chacham said, you know what? From now on, when you, it's not Hefker the first 3 days. So you still chayv a maisa midrabbanan the first 3 days. You don't achieve anything. It's only after 3 days. You can take a risk that for 3 days you can leave your field Hefker there. How many other people can come in and jump in?
Nobody's going
to
know that.
Hefker, you have to tell. If you don't tell anybody, it's not Hefker. You got to tell. The vart is you'll tell one or two people and then you run forward. You'll get two old. It's not like that. You'll get two old people can hardly move with his walkers, and you'll tell them it's Hefker, then you run to the field and you get it. So what you do, so for 3 days, even people with walkers can get there before you. So that's why the first 3 days you achieve nothing. And if you get, and that's the basis of the Tikkun. Okay. After that, Mikan the Eilech, but once 3 days expire, En Yochel Lachzebo, you cannot change your mind. Even if nobody was Koinit, you cannot change your mind. Why? Because since you made it Hefker, you're no longer the owner. In other words, the only way to get back is through a Kenyan, but you can't change your mind because it's no longer yours. This follows the Chacham who say, the moment you make it Hefker, it's no longer yours. The Chacham that made a special takana, the first 3 days, it's not really Hefker because of this trick. But, so this follows the Chacham. Then we continue.
What would Rabbi
Yossi say? One second. Rabbi Yossi would disagree. Rabbi Yossi holds it. Can be 3 years. No, Rabbi Yossi can be 3 years. If nobody took it, it's mine.
There's no transfer of ownership.
No, no. According to Rabbi Yossi, if you make it Hefker, you're the one who's Eichid, you're also potter. Rabbi Yossi also would agree with this 3-day cooling period. Where Rabbi Yossi argues is, a year goes by and nobody took it. According to Rabbi Yossi, you can still change your mind. Because it was my field. Rabbi Yechon understood Rabbi Yossi. It's still my field and someone takes it. According to Rabbanon, 3 days expire, that's it. It's no longer yours. Anybody can come. You cannot change your mind. Even if nobody took it, you cannot change your mind. So clearly the first part of this, but I say cannot be Rabbi Yossi in Rabbi Yechon's understanding of Rabbi Yossi. Okay, but let's go on to the next part. Amari said, "Hey, so does move keres liyemecha? Let this field should be hefker for 1 day. L'shabbes achas for 1 week. L'chaydish echad for 1 month. L'shana achas for 1 year. L'shvu achas for 1 shmita period." You see, you gave it a timeline. You gave a time limit. I want it to be real hefker, but only for a limited time. So at Shalai Zachaba calls man, nobody took it. Bain who, bain ach, I don't care who that third party is. It could be somebody else. It can be you. You're allowed to be zeicher back yafker. But kolman, nobody made a kinyan. Yochalachzah, but you could change your mind. And here, it makes no difference 3 days or not 3 days. Misha zochaba. But once someone made a kinyan, bein hu bein acher en yochalachzah. Who says that the main criteria is whether somebody made a kinyan in it or not? That's Rabbi Yosi. Nu reisha rabbana sefer Rabbi Yosi klepnisht.
No.
No, you make a kinyan, a new kinyan. Because it's not yours, you can't change it. According to Yasi, you're just getting it back. So how? And yet, you're still potter from Isaac. Yeah. True. But you're still potter from Isaac. It's not pshat that nothing ever happened, because then you wouldn't be potter from Isaac. You're still potter from Isaac. You're like a third party. Okay. So there's a right. It's a kasha. So we have two answers to the Gemara. So the Gemara, we have Ula, and we'll have. Have Rabba. Amar Ula says, I believe. So in other words, these Amaraim all agree with Rabbi Yechon. In principle, Rabbi Yechon holds it's yours until someone takes it. So how do you learn this Braisa? Amar Ula, Sefer Namar Rabbani, the entire Braisa is Rabban. You had a problem. If it's a Rabbanon, how come we say over here, Kozman, nobody was Zeuche, I can change my mind. Lechayt, according to Rabbanon, it's irrelevant. The moment you made Hefke, it's no longer yours. You know why? Over here, it's different because he gave a timeline. And Rabban Amayid, if you give a timeline, it should be Hefke for a certain amount of time. Rabban Amayid, the Rabbi Yosi, that calls man, no one took it, it's not really Hefke. Amay, actually, Zachar Bobein, who benach Yochlaz, but if it's Rabban, how come you can still change your mind? Shiny, Shonno, Shavua, Deloy, Shchichi. It's totally uncommon to make a Hefke for only a certain amount of time. And because it's uncommon to make Hefke for a certain time, it's a lower level of Hefke, and therefore it's as if, what are you trying to say? As if you want to say, I'm still attached to this field. What does a chacham hold? Hefke means no longer mine, no longer attached. Anybody can come and take it. When I say in a week from now it comes back mine, that means even during the week when it's not mine, I'm still attached. The attachment is that after a week it'll come back mine. So therefore, when somebody takes it from me, even during this week for that week, it's like matana. Exactly, it's like a matana from me to him. So rabbanan amayid, in this case, it's like a matana. So I can change a mind until someone takes it because I never let go. When did Rabban say Hefke? When you let go. You never let go because I want it back after a week or after a year. So even if you go in Zeiche, you only Zeiche till the year expires, then automatically comes back mine because I didn't give you permission to own it more than. So therefore, because I never let go, they're made it to Rabbi Yosi in this case. It belongs to the original owner and he can change his mind till the last minute. That's how Ula learns. However, Reish Lakish says, so we see Ula clearly learns it like Rabbi Yechon, Pshat Rabbi Yosi, that it's yours until someone takes it. The Shlaki says, "Mid the sefer, I hold faket. Mid the sefer, Rabbi Yosi, Reishon Rabbi Yosi, the entire Braisa Rabbi Yosi. I asked me a question of the entire Braisa Rabbi Yosi. So, how come an interminable hefker? It says in the Mishnah here clearly that after 3 days, it's hefker regardless of somebody was zeich or not. The Reisha hain the timer. You know why? The loylish takach toydes hefker. It's a special takonas chachamim that after 3 days." It's onerous because 3 days is a very long time, and if people see you make hefker and then they see that you take it back, they start thinking that maybe it's not really hefker, and maybe it wasn't even hefker. It makes no difference. You take it back, and someone else, they think you just made a kinyan, and someone else takes it like it's like not really hefker. It's not really good, and therefore you might not be potter for ma'aser. Too many mistakes can happen. So Rabbi Yosi says, even though I'm a hatoida, even a year later, it's still mine if nobody took it. But nevertheless, and therefore, if somebody takes it, it's like a matana. But nevertheless, the Chama said, you know what? After 3 days, you cannot change your mind. Otherwise, the whole idea of Hefke gets messed up. Midrabanan. That means Ma'atoyde, it's Take, not Hefke. Ma'atoyde, Take, it's not Hefke, which means you're Chayiv in Maisa. Midrabanan, it's Hefke. Yeah, but in 3 days he'll die. It's not indeed.
You can see he's got food for 3 days.
Oh, plan ahead in advance. I mean.
Plan ahead in advance, and therefore he could.
But then you have the question. Mahatayda, really, you're over the Aveda of Nedir. Is the Rabban a Mekel? So even though the Ran says that Gemara could have answered that Rabban have a right to take it away from you, blah, 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 the Ran says Gemara doesn't like saying that when you don't have a choice.
No,
Gemara's going to ask right now. True, but more than that. Gemara's going to ask, but Mahatayda,
if it's Mamsh, if the two guys lost in the desert, it's Bikuach Nefesh, isn't that Mevakim his
Shema? Obviously, he's not dying. He's uncomfortable. If he's dying, then Bikuach Nefesh again. it changes everything. Okay. Back to my, So when it comes to a timetable like a week or because it hardly ever happens, Rabbi Yossi didn't make this takana after 3 days because it hardly ever happens. Why should Chacham make a takana? But normal hefker Chacham is, you know what, after 3 days it's hefker because otherwise the shtakach teres hefker. If so, why is Rabbi Yossi say 3 days, even 1 day? We don't want the idea of hefker to be forgotten. So even after 1 day, the din should be that you cannot change your mind anymore. Rabbi, you're right, he should. Oh, but we have a counter halacha or counter takana. We're worried about these cheaters or these stingy people that make the field hefka and then take it right back. We don't want them to benefit, so we made it 3 days. So we have two contrary takanas there. One takana that says, let's make the hefka real because people forget the whole idea of hefka. On the other hand, we make it real straight away. People are going to take this chokhmah, it'll take advantage.
A tax loophole.
Exactly. Freddy Gemara, Avo the Raisa, two more lines to finish the studio. Avo the Raisa, oh, this part of it. Avo the Raisa, Lava Hefka. What do you tell me? My Torah really is still Hefka for another year until somebody takes it. But none of us, in the Rabbana, we say it's not Hefka. If the Dilma Osila Sudim and Achiv, Abtum and Prochiv comes out, that my Torah, this field is still Chayiv. My Torah, this field is still Chayiv in Maisa because nobody ever was really kind of it. Midrabbanon, we say that it's hefka straight away, so that you didn't depart from Meiser. So then, if you take Meiser from here, it's only Chayim Midrabbanon, and you'll give Meiser on something else, which is Chayim Matayda, it'll cause a disaster. So we answered the Amri Leh, how do we fix that up? Ki ma'aseret aser minei bay. When you give Meiser, the law over here is by hefka, when you give Meiser, give from itself. Don't give from one kind of a fruit to another, and there won't be any problems, because this is Rabbanon, Rabbanon, the Reiser, Reiser.
You have to make an announcement. You people, you remember when you want to decide, you want to bless a chet for me, and you want to be mafkir, then remember you got to wait 3 days, and you also remember that you got to make
the 3 days. This
grapes on grapes.
No, this field against. No, this field, also. Yeah, you can. This field's up. But the thing is that this 3 days is the biggest disincentive. You're taking a very big risk. Anybody else hears about it, they'll take it.